With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. I'm Jeff Clater. I'm here with J.G. John Groff. We're in the sanctuary of Messiah Lutheran Church at Grand and Pestalozzi in South City, St. Louis, Missouri. It's Monday, and the focus is my life as a child of God.
This winter on the Daily Pattern, we're in a series called One Word. Each day we'll take one word, a feeling or circumstance, and bring a word from God to it. Let the Word of God speak to your life.
Making the sign of the cross, I say, O God, I whisper your name, and my identity is claimed. I belong to you. So I begin this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite my Lord into this time, into this space. Jesus, you know that I love you. I have seen your love. You proved it in blood. And so, like your friend Peter, who once said, Jesus, you know that I love you. I join him, Lord. Jesus, you know that I love you. Come to me now. I am honest about my frailty and my failure, so I confess. Lord, how easily do I forget who I am? I obsess over what I possess, what I've accomplished, what others think of me. I care more about what they say about me than what you say. I have forgotten you. So forgive my image obsession. Help me to think more of you and less of self. You must increase, I must decrease. You alone, Lord, are my joy, your love my only desire.
Our reading today is from 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our life for our brothers. Our meditation today is on the word love, and was written by Allison Lewis. Take a minute and picture someone you love deeply. Close your eyes if you need to. Who is this person? Maybe a spouse, a child, a grandchild, a parent, or a best friend. Do you see them? Now take a moment to ask yourself, what do you love most about this person? Is it their laugh, their smile? Maybe it's the passion that they infuse into their career, or the way that they tell stories to a group of friends. Maybe this person is a gifted musician, a budding artist, or a creative writer. Maybe he is the ultimate girl dad and softball coach, or she is an extremely devoted wife and mother. Now think about the following scenario. The person you pictured above needs help. They are in a desperate situation and they call you, asking for you to come to their aid. What do you say to them? I'm going to guess that you would drop everything and go to help your loved one. It wouldn't matter if you were 10 hours away or 10 blocks away. It wouldn't matter if you were in the middle of dinner with an important prospective client, or if you were at home on the couch trying to catch your breath after a long day. What does matter is that you would stop and go help your person. That's what love is, and that's what love does. And it's exactly what Jesus did for you and me. Jesus loved us so much that he stopped what he was doing to go to the cross to save us from our sins. He paid the ultimate price and made the ultimate sacrifice so that we could live for him forever. Jesus laid down his life for us. That's true unconditional love in its purest form. It's the best kind of love, and it's free for you and me through Jesus. On this Valentine's Day, I challenge you to share the love of Jesus with someone who doesn't yet know him or his love. We pray. Dear Lord, thank you for loving us unconditionally. Thank you for sending Jesus to the cross to save us from sin. Help me to share your love with those around me. Amen.
We pray. Father, you are Father, and I am your child. As I get older, keep me a child. Keep me a child in faith. Father, I ask that you would give me your care and your guidance. Father, I ask that you would guide me when I wander and want my own way. Father, I ask that you keep me childlike in faith. I pray that you help me grow in faith, that I love and trust in you above all things. Father, I pray for strength to obey you, even when I don't want to. Father, I pray for you to heal my hurts and wounds. Father, I pray for your guidance and your assurance when I doubt, when I wonder. Father, be my Father. I am your child. You've invited me to crawl up into your lap and whisper into your ear. And so I ask you to hear my prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Teach me some melodious sonnet. sung the flaming tongues above. Raise the mount I'm fixed upon it, Mount of Ivory.